Wonderful. Please take your seats. I'm just going to grab a stand and bring it over here. It's been a great morning, hasn't it? Would you agree? It's been incredible. I have loved everything that's been shared. I've loved the children and the youth and the video, and we've heard a lot this morning, which has been great. And do you know what? I'm just going to take the next 10 minutes or so, and I just want to share some thoughts for us all this morning. 10, 15 minutes. I'm not entirely sure how long. I didn't time this, so who knows. But I just want to share something for us to think about this morning. And before I start, I'm going to ask Kelly to come up. And Kelly's just going to read a passage for us. We've heard the nativity story, but we're going to read a particular part of our story. Kelly.
Okay, so this comes from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this special child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it was just as the angel had told them.
Thanks, Kelly, for that. That's a great passage. A great part of our story where we hear about the angels. We had some great angels. I've seen them. They've been like flying back and forth at the front this morning as well. It's been brilliant. You look beautiful. Angels, if you want to come and have a little wave, you're more than welcome. I want us to think about these angels, okay? Because the angels are a pretty major part of the Christmas story. The angels brought loads of messages. They were the ones that brought the messages. We get an angel appearing to a man, Zechariah, and the angel tells him that his wife is going to have a baby, which is Mary's cousin. We get an angel, come on, come and show us. Look, I'm talking about the angels. Flick, I love it. Here we go. Give us a good angel twirl for us, okay? An angel came to Mary as well. Come on, if you want to come on up, give us another twirl. So we had an angel appear to Zechariah. We had an angel appear to Mary as well to say, "Mary, you're going to have a baby." We had an angel appear to Joseph to say, "You need to take Mary as your wife and you're going to have a baby." And now we get angels appearing to the shepherds. Well done, give them a round of applause. Would you like to go and sit down, girls? Well done, thank you for showing us. So the angels bring lots of messages. Message via angels. I imagine that's pretty cool. Have you ever thought about what it must have been like to have an angel come and bring you a message? Now, we get messages all the time, don't we? We get messages on our phones. Who's got a phone? Any of those? Oh, yeah, some of the kids as well. Okay. And on our phones, we get messages all the time, don't we? We get text messages, WhatsApp messages. We get notifications that I think are messages to tell us that we have a message somewhere else, you know, that kind of fun thing. We get messages from everywhere. Messages from social media. We get messages from our news apps that come through. We get messages through emails. And if you've got more than one email, it can be a bit inundated. Who's got like more than one email address? Some of you are nodding at me looking. Yeah. Okay. So we get messages all the time. And I wonder this morning, what are you like with your messages? So when you get messages come through, I even was imagining, you know those times when you're in a WhatsApp group and maybe at the end of a day there's like 200 messages. Does anyone ever have times like that? Or you've gone away and you come back and there's a mass of messages, okay? I had that one evening when I think England were playing football and I was in a meeting, and by the end of it on my family group chat there were just like loads of messages. Now this is the question, who skims and scrolls like this through those 200 messages? Does anybody do that? Let's do a quick little vote. Who's a skim and scroll through the messages? Yep. Who's really good at going, well, there's 200. I am going to read every single message. Anyone like that here? Are you really? Nikki? Wow, I'm impressed. We're getting to see. Oh, I know some of us are going, what? Lots of us are skim and scrollers. There's not many of us that sit and read every message. And I wonder what you're like with your emails. Oh, don't put the picture up just yet. Sorry, John. Not yet. In a moment. Sorry. Okay. Hold it. It's getting ahead of the game. I wonder what you're like with your emails, like in the inbox when you get loads of messages. And quite often mine, I kind of skim and scroll through and you might go, yeah, that's just from like this place that I bought something from this place. Not going to read that. And you select. Yeah, are we like that? Who's like that with me? Okay, well, this is the moment, John. Okay, this is the moment to put the picture up. I wonder this morning if your inbox was to look like this. Here we go. This is a picture of an email inbox with something slightly different in those emails. So I've got some emails there from Shoe Zone where I've bought something, you know, BBC Good Food. There's something a little bit different. Has anyone spot an email in there? Can anyone spot an email from somebody a little bit Sophie, shout it out for me. The angels, can you see that? John, let's do a zoom in. There's an email in my inbox there from the angels. And it says they're good news. Open up to read the best news of the season. Can we leave that image up there? Because I wonder if your inbox looks like that and you had a message from the angels. And my question this morning is, what would you do? Would you skim and scroll? Or would you actually stop and open, read, and receive the message from the angels? That's my question for us this morning. If there was a message in your inbox, because you see, the thing is, the message that we've just heard that Kelly's been reading, the message these angels brought to those shepherds was a message not just for them, it was a message not just for 2022 years ago, but actually the message from the angels is for us today. The message from the angels is just as relevant for us today. It is still needed for each one of us. And I almost this morning want to imagine that God has sent you an email into your inbox and it's from the angels with a message. My question is, will you skim and scroll and just ignore it? Or will you open, read, and receive that message? And we're going to take a couple of moments to think about, what is that message? What is it that the angels brought? And some of you might have spotted, because there's another way we get messages, which is good old-fashioned pen and paper letters. Who loves a letter that you write? Love that. I grew up doing reams of letters to my friends and writing them, posting them. Very different now. But around the room are some angel mail letters. You may have spotted some envelopes. Have a quick look around, because there are 7 envelopes and we're going to take a moment to open these envelopes just to see what the message was from the angels, the message that's for us. So if you are nearby an envelope, or kids, if there's an adult there going, oh, I don't want to touch this envelope. If you would like to find an envelope, I'm going to give you a moment to go and grab an envelope. Just sit back in your seat. There's 7 envelopes. So somebody nearby, grab some envelopes and go and sit with it for the minute, because they're numbered. And I'm in a moment going to call you up to come and open the message from the angels. So if you've managed to find, I've still got one up there. Someone got that one. Brilliant. I'm hoping we've got them all. We'll see. So you will have a look. If you've managed to pick up an envelope, they are numbered. And if you don't want to then come up, that's fine. You can pass it on to somebody else who's happy to. But I wonder if someone's got the envelope marked number 1. Have you? No, no. We have. Oh, yes, down here. Come on then. Up you come. Would you like to open this envelope for me? Can you rip it open? Can you do that? We're going to have a look in this envelope to see what the message from the angels was. Shall I help you? Be great. You keep going. You keep going. Together, together. Teamwork. Oh, yeah, that's it. Don't worry about the bit of paper. Just drop it on the floor. It's fine. We'll get Gareth to clear up later. It's all right. Don't worry. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. And there's a bit of paper in there. Can you pull that bit of paper out? And can you hold this for me? Are you ready? Put that one down. We'll put that on the floor. Okay, can you hold it like that? Okay, up really high. On here it says, good news. Everyone say that with me. Good news. This is the message from the angels. Kelly read it to us earlier. The angel came to the shepherds and said, I bring you good news. Well done. Would you like to go and sit back down? I'll keep hold of that one. Good news. The message from the angels is good news. Do you know what? God, we need a bit of good news, don't we? Do you know, so often the messages we get, what we read on the news, what we get on different places, sometimes it's not good news. Quite often what we're reading isn't so good. But this morning, I want to tell you, the message from the angels is good news. The birth of Jesus is good news. And everything that the angels then went on to say is good news for us. And you may have noticed on my email, I even put it there, good news. Open up to read the best news of the season. Can I tell you that the news of Jesus being born is the best news of the season? Okay, do you know what? We're going to go for number two. Who's got number two? There should be numbered. Brilliant. Up you come if you've got number two. We're coming up. We've got the idea now. So you need to open the envelope for me, girls. Are you ready? Together, open it. Don't matter. Just don't rip what's inside, but rip the envelope. Do whatever you want. Let's get that undone. And let's see what else the angels shared. Can you get it, girls? Okay. What have we got? What does it say?
Joy.
Joy. Joy. Turn it round so everyone can see. Joy. Everyone say that word with me. Joy. The angels, when they came with their message, they said, I bring you good news of great joy. Isn't that cool? The message this morning is joy. Do you know, this is my favourite Christmas word. I don't know if you have a favourite Christmas word. Maybe it might just be me that has a favourite Christmas word. But this is my favourite word at Christmas, joy. Because Jesus is joy. He is the source of all joy. And do you know what? We're not talking about just feeling happy because things are going well. The joy that Jesus brings is something deeper than that, something bigger than that. It's about a feeling of deep joy despite everything else that's going on around us. Even when life can be tough, and life can be tough, we know that. But despite all of that, we can carry a deep joy, and that comes from Jesus. If today you're going, I'm lacking some joy, can I tell you that Jesus is the source of joy? Come to him and you will receive joy. Thank you, girls. Go and sit yourself down. Okay, so we have good news. We have joy. Number three. Who's our number three? Oh, come on, Flick. Brilliant. Let's get our next one. Rip it open for me. Sealed them too well, apparently. It's one of those self-sealing ones, which is quite useful. Okay, pull that one out if you got it. Oh, it's in there. Just drop that bit. Don't worry about that bit. Oh. Oh! It's being stuck to you. Open it up. Let's open this one up and see what it says. Can you hold it that way for me? And turn around and face everybody. This one says, all people. Let's say this one together. All people. The message from the angel was, I bring you good news of great joy to all people. all people. Do you know? Oh, you're going to hold that one for me. Oh, brilliant. Love it. Love it. Didn't even plan it. Thanks, girls. You can just stay there for the next 5 minutes. It'll be amazing. Okay, I love it. All people, do you know that the message from the angels is for every single one of us? It is for all people. I almost imagine it's a bit like God when he sent an email to us all. Send to all. You know when you click, send to all. Send to all. Do you know, you might say that it doesn't matter who you are, where you've come from, what's gone on in your life, anything. It doesn't matter. This message is for everyone. Oh, brilliant. I love it. I love it. It's good. I didn't even ask them beforehand. I like this. They could help me every week. It would be amazing. The message is for all people. It's for each one of us because God's heart is for each one of us to know Jesus. He wants all of us to know this message that comes from the angels. Okay, number four. Who's our number four? Come on, Boaz. Are you then going to, like, take it round for us, Boaz? Come on, then. Look, that was quick opening. Boaz, what have we got?
Saviour.
Saviour. Turn it round and hold it up. Saviour. Everyone say that one with me. Saviour. The angel said a saviour has been born today. Do you know the name Jesus means saviour? It means God saves. The message from the angels is that Jesus has come. He's born a baby, grew into a man, died on the cross for each one of us to forgive us for all our sin. Love this. Come and hold it. They're on it. Jesus is our Savior. He came to die on the cross to save us so that we may have eternal life, so that we will be made right with God, so that we can do life with Jesus in our lives. Okay, number five. Number five. Thanks, Boaz. Who's got number five? Number five? Number five. And anyone? Oh, you're coming. Wonderful. Thank you. Get ripping. Let's get ripping. Well done. It's now stuck to my foot. Okay.
Peace.
Peace. Turn it around for me. Show everybody. Peace. Let's say this one together. Peace. Do you know the angels? There was a host of angels that said, glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Do you know peace is something that Jesus brings? If we fast forward to when he was an adult, he said some great words that said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives. Can I just say to you this morning, the message this morning, if you are needing that peace, come to Jesus. Because he can give us that peace. It comes through him. Well done. We're nearly there. Two more. Number six. Number six. Who's got number six? Yes. Oh, well done. Oh, look, teamwork. Up you come. A good rip. She's on it. I can tell that you're one that rips presents open. That was a very light. Okay.
Love.
Thank you. Do you want to turn it around to show us? Love. Do you know the whole of the message that the angels bring, the whole of the message of Christmas is about love? It's because God loves you and me. It says this in the Bible. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you know, Jesus spoke a lot about love. He talked a lot about God's love for us, talked a lot about how we're to love each other. And the example that we have for that love is his love. Jesus said this, love each other in the same way I have loved you. This whole message, this whole Christmas story is because God loves us. God loves you. Thank you, guys. Would you like to go and sit down? Last one, number seven. Come on then, Sam. We're doing well. Last one. waited very patiently. Very sticky envelopes, it would appear. Very sticky envelopes. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry.
Just pull that bit. And we'll just, don't worry about that bit.
Okay, this is a new game. And this was so planned, wasn't it, Sam? We agreed this earlier. So I think, though, I reckon you can work that one out. Can you work out what it says? Maybe not. Shall we turn it round and see if anybody else? You hold that side. What does this one say? Yes, well done. That's making sure that we're still all awake and we're still all with us. Jesus. Do you know what? His name sums up everything. The message of the angels was about Jesus, because it is in Jesus that we get good news. It is because of Jesus that we have joy, that we have peace. It is because of Jesus that God sent him. It's all about him. Jesus is the message of this Christmas, the message from the angels. Sam, well done. Go and sit yourself down. Can we give all our little envelope openers a round of applause? Thank you for that. Do you know, in a moment I'm going to pray and we're going to sing our final carol of this morning. But I want to just return to my original question this morning. The message of the angels is of good news, is of joy for all people, because Jesus, the Saviour, is born, who brings peace, all because of God's love. And my invitation this Christmas, don't skim and scroll past that message, but let's open, read, and receive the message that we will respond like the shepherds did. They raced to go and see Jesus. They worshipped him. They praised him. They received Jesus in their lives. And we can do the same this Christmas. We can open this message, read the message, and we can choose to receive it for ourselves, where we can receive Jesus in our hearts, where we can have him in our lives to bring that joy, to bring peace. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing our final carol. So let's maybe take a moment. You might want to close your eyes where you are. And maybe you might just want to, before I pray, just take a moment yourself. What is your choice this morning? What's going to be your response to the message of the angels? Do you want to receive that for yourself this morning and receive joy and peace and the good news of Jesus? I'm going to pray. Dear God, I want to thank you this morning for the message from the angels. I want to thank you that you love each one of us. And you loved each one of us so much to send Jesus to be born for us. I thank you that in Jesus we can find joy. I thank you that in Jesus we can find peace. I thank you that in Jesus is good news and news of love. And Father God, I just pray for each one of us this morning that we won't skim and scroll past the message, that we will hear it, that we will open it, read it, that we will receive this message for ourselves. Amen.